Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, I've got the big power brokers. This is pretty cool.
Well, I'm deferring to my chief academic officer because she's the one that did a lot of work and along with a incredible staff of middle school people and principal. I really need them to be in here because they need to be recognized for all their efforts.
All right.
And that's why she's part of this conversation.
All right, Dorothy, let's start with you. The program was approved by the state of Michigan. I know that you have to be pleased about that.
Yes, we're very pleased. And as Dr. Jones had mentioned, the congratulations really need to go out to the middle school staff. They really worked hard and they really deserve this because they've done a lot of great work.
All right, well, let's talk about the plan. Portions of it have already been implemented, haven't it?
Yes. A big part of the reform model was the response to intervention restructuring program, which we've been working in collaboration with Ingham Intermediate School District. We've been working for the past year already on meeting with staff and working with them on activities called Data Days, where we actually have screened our students with a universal screener to see where they're at in their reading fluency and comprehension, and followed up helping students to improve with interventions that were targeted based on their needs from those universal screeners. And now we've met with our schools two or three times now, and really, in my experience, some of the best instructional discussion that I've ever heard at the building level, because we've actually built in the time for it.
And I know that you have a new principal there. What I wondered about, Dorothy, is how much influence does the principal have in those kids meeting the rates that need to be met?
You know, the principal, he's facilitating. He's leadership that helps to make sure that the staff is working together and getting the resources they need. He really is, like, he's sort of like in an orchestra, he's the director. He brings all of the pieces together, but it really comes down to the teaching staff working together, and he's facilitating. And that's basically what we do to support him at central office as well, as facilitating and supporting the needs that they have based on how the students are performing.
Dorothy, earlier this morning we spoke with T.C. Wallace from the Lansing School District. He, too, was pleased that their plan was accepted. Their plan is going to cost about $800,000 to implement. How about your plan?
It's about $1.5 million. We are waiting to hear about the second cycle of the school improvement grant has been opened. And the Michigan Department of Ed has invited all of the schools involved to a meeting January 5th. So we are looking forward to completing that and receiving funds from that grant.
How many children are in the middle school this year?
550.
Well, Dr. Jones, you and your staff has been very aggressive. Obviously, you're going to attack this challenge because it could have affected the funding that the district receives. But just in my conversations with you, you just wanted to make sure that not only that you hit the number that the state wants, but that you surpass that.
Absolutely. We were excited just to move ahead and to do some introspection and to look at our middle school and what we do there and the offerings we make and go ahead and make some changes academically. We're actually doing that all over the school district, especially with our RTI initiative that we've hit the ground running with actually last year and are putting into full force this year. So we're real pleased here at Waverly, and sorry that our middle school was on the list, but that was nothing more than a challenge for us to improve, and we always want to do that.
All right, Dr. Jones, thanks so much for your time. Dorothy Blackwell, both from the Waverly Schools, congratulations, and we appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Have a good day.